97.9/105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't believe when I was watching Gaga and Beyonce's telephone. All of a sudden, I see Jay Rodriguez from Queer Eye from the Straight Guy on the phone right now. Jay Rodriguez, dude, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. You know, I'm glad that you caught me. It was interesting because some people were like, is that? Wait a minute. I got to rewind this.
I did. I went back and I was like, was that? Yeah. Well, let's be honest. I did rewind the part where she was in her bra and panties a couple, two, three times before that. So
right.
I was kind of tired by the time I got to you. But I did rewind just to, you know, I did a double take on it.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. And you know what's really interesting about that is that, you know, literally, I was not cast. It was nothing. They hired someone. Didn't like them, were frantic the night before. I got a text message from my agent at 4:30 in the morning. They're recasting this thing. Do you know of anyone? And he said, you know, Jay, would you be interested in going in? It's not a lot of money to go in and play this reporter, this Gaga video. And all I heard was Gaga video. I'm a big fan. I was like, sure, yeah, I'll definitely do it. And I got this. I did not know that I would be writing my own, you know, copy of I didn't know the premise of the video. They were, even when I got to set, everyone was very hushed about what it was about.
Right.
I didn't know. A week later, I found out that they were interested in using my real name as a graphic on the screen. I mean, I didn't know any of that stuff. It was pretty amazing. I'm glad I said yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're talking to Jay Rodriguez. If you want to see the video, it's a little intense. It's a little graphic, but it's definitely worth the 9 minutes of your time. And
I gotta tell you though, I'm clearly so overexposed to stuff like that because when I saw it, I was like, is it racy? Oh, it's racy? Oh, okay. All right. Like, it really took me a minute. It took me back.
Now, I would imagine. Now, I'm sorry. I have lots of Gaga questions because I mean,
sure.
It's Gaga. You know, when you got cast and you go in, what were your expectations? Did you meet her before the shoot or no?
No.
What were your expectations going in?
I found out for certain around maybe 11 o'clock in the morning on I think it was a Thursday that I shot. And I found out at 11 in the morning, they want to use you. You need to be in Palmdale, which is about 90 minutes to 2 hours north or just outside of L.A. So I had quite a hike ahead of me. I went and got a quick haircut because I was looking a little shaggy.
Right.
And put together they wanted three different options of a suit to pick from. Everything from like MTV cool to actual reporter. And when I got set, you know, it was literally in the middle of nowhere. In each vantage point, all you could see was desert. It was literally in the middle of the desert. And it's this old motel, gas station, and diner that's been preserved and used for food, you know, film shoots. And literally, there was Beyonce's trailer, Gaga's trailer, hair and makeup trailer, wardrobe trailer, and then a trailer I shared with Tyrese.
Wow.
You know, it was like a double situation.
Yeah.
And literally, it was like everyone was walking around. No one had, like, major security with them. I mean, hair and makeup, I guess. So it was really, everyone was super accessible. I didn't even introduce myself to Gaga because I was like, I'm a fan, I'm just going to seem like an idiot. And I didn't know at that point what my role was going to entail. All I heard was reporter, and I was like, I could literally just be one of 20 reporters. I don't know, no one told me anything, but I had a good idea that it meant something when I had my own trailer. That being said, I did get to hang out with Beyonce because of Queer Eye. When she branched off and had a solo career, it was right at the beginning of Queer Eye, and I was the presenter at the VMAs when she won for her first award as a solo artist, which was for Crazy in Love.
Right.
She was super great. I was sitting down eating something. She came over and gave me a big hug and was like, what are you doing here? It was great, you know.
I'll tell you, it's got to be, again, we're talking to Jay Rodriguez. You know him from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and we'll talk about, you got a couple new projects coming up that are very cool as well. But it's got to be cool to see when people have the off switch, when people turn it off.
You know, I agree, and I have to tell you, I had this really preconceived notion about Gaga being super weird and ultra, you know, kitschy all the time. And the truth of the matter is that she reminds me so much of what she is, which is, you know, a very seasoned New York club kid kind of performer where the performance part is an aspect, an extension of who they are.
Right, it's like a caricature of who they are.
They don't roll around like that. Yeah, it's kind of like a heightened version of who they are.
Sure, I'm like that on the radio.
They don't roll around. yeah, when she was working, I didn't see her, like, you know, she, I don't know how this, in my head, is this idea of her with, like, a hunched over posturing. She walks around like normal, has normal conversations. It was very, like, interesting to just kind of see how her work ethic is outrageous. I mean, so is Beyonce's. I mean, they're both such, you know, so driven and motivated, and they really, there's no time on video shoots, just kind of hang out and chill, because you have to, everything has to get done, and usually people are, right, you know, a little bit generous in making the schedule, and they are not generous enough, rather, with the time, and so everything's always a time crunch, and just to watch them race around, switch off and switch hair and makeup, and not one diva moment to be seen, I thought was pretty impressive.
So Gaga wasn't, like, eating raw meat and having, like, sacrifices of virgins or anything like that in between tapes?
Nothing even close. I wish I could give you something, but literally, she was literally just very motivated, very driven, as one of her little monsters, so to speak. I was very proud of her. I was super, like, and I think it was part of the reason why, you know, a couple times we were just literally almost shoulder to shoulder, and I was like, this side probably, I'm not going to say hi, because I just got, like, that weird, like, celebrity thing, which is so weird that I generally don't get that way, and I'm sure I appreciated it, but I didn't really know what to say.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Again, we're talking to Jay Rodriguez, you know, from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And you're also a judge on the Model Latina Miami show, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. It's coming back for, this would be a second season with me. And it's interesting because I've been hearing talks, and, like, they're not sure if they wanted to bring it to New York or Miami or Puerto Rico. So it's definitely going to be East Coast somewhere, but it should kick off pretty soon. But I'm most excited about going to Toronto on Tuesday to star in a new pilot for the CW network.
HMS.
Yeah, and it's a new scripted drama. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the official title when it goes, because it does stand for Harvard Medical School.
Okay.
But I have plenty of first-year Harvard med student who had leukemia at an early age and basically wants to give back. So it's kind of great, because I haven't really had a series regular role on a scripted drama before, so it'll be a really great opportunity for me.
Absolutely. Jay Rodriguez, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. What do you do in your downtime? It seems like you're always going. Are you a Twitterer? Are you a Facebooker?
I do, yeah. You can follow me at jrodriguez.com. And I've actually been booking a lot of appearances. I released a digital album on iTunes.
Cool.
And so I've been booking a lot of club appearances and stuff. And my booker, Mike Esterman, keep me pretty busy on the weekend. So that's been pretty fun, because, starting a career at 18 on Broadway, doing pop rock, musical theater, popping around the club scene in New York, singing at all the nightclubs, I definitely didn't want to let go of that part of who I am, because now I do TV. So it's been cool to be able to balance both.
Absolutely. Jay Rodriguez, new show coming to the CW. It may be called HMS. It may be something else. And
follow me on Twitter. I'll let you know what it's called.
Absolutely. And I'll be Twittering you in a few. All right.
Dope. I mean, I love it.
I mean, I don't go to the same. I like girls and stuff, but I will tweet you. Not to
it's
sound
okay.
Dirty.
Okay. This is what I tell straight guys all the time when they chime in before their girlfriend has a chance to about Queer Eye. I'm like, yes, you should have liked it. It was for the straight guy. Don't worry, it wasn't a gay show. We had a very small gay following, if we had one at all. It was really just for straight guys and their girlfriends and wives, and that was, at the end of the day, our key demo.
Jay, I know you got to go, but a quick question. Jay Rodriguez used to be, from Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. I was on an airplane, and an obviously gay male stewardess winked at me, and I didn't know what to do.
I didn't even know winking was still in fashion. God, he must have been in his 60s.
You just made my day. Jay Rodriguez, everybody, follow him on Twitter. And if you want to see the Beyonce Lady Gaga video, there's a link to it on my blog right now, cmykiss.com, Big Papa's blog, fun stuff page. Jay Rodriguez, thank you so much
for
the time, dude.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. We'll be right back. Jay Rodriguez, everybody. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss.